Today we were going to be doing a Mesopotamian radio. We will have three guests on our show today to answer these Mesopotamian questions. Here are our guests, Steffi Tong, Natalie Wren, and lastly we have Darren Young.
Hi.
Let's get right into the question. So Steffi, can you tell us why Mesopotamian art is good?
The art of Mesopotamia has various forms, slender seals, small arcs in the round, relays of many sizes, cheap plaques of molded pottery for home, and some religious, some not.
Yes, but what were the Sumerians good at in art?
Sumerians had an incredibly unique art style. They were mostly known for a statue that represented a lot about their culture and their identity.
Good response.
Next up, we're going to have Natalie answer this question.
So the next question is, what did the musicians play for the king?
Musicians entertained at the court of the king and played temple rituals. They used drums and cymbals. Most of the musical workers that have come down to us are hymns to gods and kings.
Isaac, you know what else is important? Values. So can you tell us some information about the Mesopotamian values? Right, like how many gods do the Sumerians worship?
The Mesopotamians valued their religion by buildings and grants. Mesopotamia people worshipped over 3,000 gods. They prayed to their gods and buried their corpses there while they faced it.
They worshipped more than 3,000 gods? Wowee!
We are going to continue right after this commercial break.
Do you want to phase one of the authentic paintings of the Mesopotamian? If so, just call the number 1-800-738-3827 for a chance to win. Please read the terms and conditions before entering.
And we are back.
So Darren, can you tell us about who were the seven most important gods?
Enlil, Inf, Inhesed, Nana, Uta, and Inanna were the most powerful gods that Mesopotamia people believed in.
Depending on language?
No.
Okay, Natalie, would you like to try to answer it?
Sure, they wrote letters.
Wrong! Steffi, your turn.
Okay, fine. The Sumerian language is the oldest written language. It was certified about 3,100 BC. It grew during the first millennial BCE. About 2000 BC, Sumerian was replaced by its older language by Semitic.
Oh, wow, nice.
So what was the Sumerian language?
Around the time of Christ, all knowledge of Sumerian language disappeared, including the cuneiform writing. And after some time, the Sumer vanished from memory.
Oh, wow, it just vanished. That's so interesting.
Wait, so how did they write? Because I think that there was, like, no paper back then.
Writing was inscribed with clay tablets. Scribes would take a reed stick and press the lines and symbols into soft, moist clay. When it has done, the clay hardens and it becomes a permanent record.
So when they write on clay, tablets, but how do people nowadays translate Mesopotamian writing?
Translating Mesopotamian writing is extremely hard to do nowadays because they have over 700 different symbols.
Over 700 different symbols? If I were living in that time, I would not want to learn how to read. Speaking of writing, is there a Bible written in Mesopotamian writing?
I don't think there is a Bible written in Mesopotamia, but they accepted that biblical takes such a toll of men and blood of Noah to be first from Mesopotamia.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Can you give us an example of what the people believed in or what they thought the gods could do?
Yeah, why not? They believed when the gods defeated the forces of chaos and disorder. The people of Mesopotamia wanted to keep the gods happy. To do that, they prayed, followed daily routines, and made sure to bury the dead properly.
I see. Are there any traditions that they do for the gods?
Yeah, so they do a lot of other traditions too, such as Marduk's dragon, Babylon.
What is Marduk's dragon in Babylon?
6,000 years old, there was a dragon that was with Marduk because he defeated a dragon-like monster called Tiamat.
You're correct.
I think that's all the questions that we have today. Good job to all the contestants.
Thank you guys for listening, and thank you Natalie, Darren, and Steffi for coming out to play with us.
Thanks for listening to #MesopotamianRadio.
Bye, guys!
Bye!
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 Yeah.